do the Maimer in Torah, in Parshas Yisro, we'll do the Maimer Mareyem and Maseyem on page Samachtes. Kasher Yiyah Oifen B'Toycha Oifen. It's interesting, we just learned in the Hayyim Yoyim, this is one of the ideas the Rebbe encouraged very much for people to learn the weekly Torah or the Parsha. It's almost like you review the Parsha, Ishnai Mikra Vechatargum, every week. Also, the Chassidish Parsha would be, the Rebbe encouraged in many, many different places. And you see in the Hayyim Yoyim, they're always, the Rebbe is referencing, and like in this case, the Rebbe mentions a couple of days ago, the Rebbe mentioned that this Maimer that we're learning now, Mareim Maseihem, is the very first Maimer that the Magid of Mizrich said, that's the teacher of the Alter Rebbe, said in the first year that he became the leader, after in Tov Kuf Chof Aleph, when the after a year after the Baal Shem Tov's passing, there's a whole story how the Magid became the Rebbe, because originally it was the son of the Baal Shem Tov, but then everybody realized that the Magid was the one that is fitting, and it, 1 year later he took over, the Magid of Mizrich took over. And this is the first Maimer that he gave, this first Maimer, but he says the Alter Rebbe explained it according to his language, and you know, made it in the Maimer the way we have it over here. It's interesting, you know, a little Kabbalah, a little bit interesting twist to it, and it's something which you need to know a little bit, be a little bit familiar with some of the Kabbalah teaching. So basically, we have in the things are made easier today. You can look them up and Chabadpedia, there is various different things to find it to help you make easier. I'm talking to the lay people who are trying to just go through quickly instead of, because really this would require an intensive learning and intensive preparation. But for our purposes to review it sort of quickly, just to get an idea of what's talking about, this will suffice, I guess. So in any event, we know that there is the various different level of angels. We say in the davening, we say v'hoifanim v'chayis hakodesh b'ra'ash godol. There is some angels which are called ifanim, and there's some called chayis hakodesh. So the Kabbalah and the Chassidus speaks of that the level of the angels of ifanim are in the world of asiyah, of the four worlds bri, yitzir, asiyah. The level of ifanim is the world of Asiyah, and the level of Chayis HaKodesh is the level of Yitzira. So there are certain angels which are in Yitzira, and there are certain angels that are in Asiyah. One would think that those angels that are in the level of Asiyah are in a lower level than the level of the angels which are the Chayis HaKodesh, which are in the level of the Olam HaYitzira. But when you look in the Pasuk, it's interesting, the Pasuk describes the Mareyem Umaseyem, it talks about, which is not, it says the looks and the deeds. It talks about the Eifanim, Mareyem Umaseyem. It says over there, it's like Eifen, Kasher Yiyah Eifen, B'Toycha Eifen. It's like it will be the Eifen, B'Toycha Eifen. Also mentioned it in the previous Maimer. Kasher Yiyah Eifen, B'Toycha Eifen, like a wheel within the wheel. What does it mean, a wheel within a wheel? So the way he explains it over here is when you have a wheel, and then you have a wheel inside the wheel. So on the top of the wheel, the outer wheel is higher than the inner wheel. It's on top of it. But on the bottom of the wheel, the inner wheel is higher than the outer wheel. So it means the bigger wheel is higher on the top, but on the bottom of the bigger wheel, it's lower than the inner wheel. So basically, I'm trying to say the level of the malochim of Asiya, of the Ifanim, is like the outer wheel, which means that in the world below, they're lower actually, but their avoid is in level of makif, which means they actually circle and they get a greater, they come from a higher place than does the inner will. And the difference also, we're going to learn, as we learned earlier also, the difference between Moshe, Atzilus, and then you have, Avram, Atzilus, Chesed of Atzilus, and Moshe Rabbeinu of Olam Hazeh, Asiya, that the level of Keser, the level of the higher level is Davke, is like in the outer wheel, which you get, comes to the lower place. The outer wheel comes in a lower place than does the inner wheel. The inner wheel stays in its own sphere, and in a way, in a higher place, but it doesn't come from such a high place. The outer wheel comes from a higher place and it can go down into a lower place. And it's beyond, it's a little bit of beyond space. So this is the idea of the level of the Eifanim. Also, we use sometimes say the Shemori Ha'Eifanim, the mean leftovers of the Eifanim. Those are the Eifanim are called wheels. Wheels mean makif, they're surrounding, they're not the inner wheel, the inner workings, but they're the outer workings, but the outer, in a way, go in a higher level. So let's look inside now. There's also going to be an emphasis on the language over there in the Pasuk. It says, this is all based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, when it talks about the chariot that he saw. So over there it says, Ruach HaChayo, the spirit of the Chayo. So the question is also, it doesn't say a plural, because Chayois V'Yifanei HaKodesh, so you have Chayois, it's plural. So it basically means that the energy for the Eifanim does not come from the level above it, which would be from the Chayis, but it comes Chayo from the level actually from Adam Elyon, which is higher, Al HaKisei, which is higher than the Chayis, because it's like the wheel. Let's look inside. Mareyem u'maseyem. So this is the Pasuk in Yechezkel. So over there it says their looks and their deeds is kasher yiyeh ha'ifen b'toy ha'ifen, is like it would be like a wheel within a wheel. That's what it says over there. So pirush kemoy ha'ifen katan b'toy ha'ifen god, like a small wheel inside a large wheel. Sh'ha'ifen ha'godl ha'soivev es ha'ifen ha'katan, the larger wheel which surrounds, which circumferences, it goes around. As often I cut in the smaller wheel. So lemaylo, when you look at the top, hu gavoya min often hakotten. On the top, he is higher than the smaller wheel that's inside him. But umilmato betachlis, but on the bottom, below, on the bottom, often hakotten milmaylo min agodl. The smaller wheel is higher than the larger wheel. Kahu, so likewise, is when we talk about Ruach HaChayo Beifanim. So the Pasuk says there, likewise, Kasher Yiyeh Ha'ofen B'toch Ha'ofen, the Pasuk continues, Kahu Ruach HaChayo Beifanim. So is the Ruach Chayo in the Eifanim. So they are the Eifanim, and you have the Ruach Chayo Beifanim. So what does it say? So it says, it doesn't say Ruach HaChayis in the Eifanim. The Loiksiv Ruach HaChayis. It doesn't say the Ruach of the Chayis, which would mean that they're energized. The Ruach comes from the Chayis, from the higher level, from the level of the Chayis of the Merkava. The Dalet Chayis Hein B'Merkava. So we have the four, the Malachim, the four groups, we have the four, the camps, we have Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Shoir, Pnei Nesh, we have the four various different Chayis which make up the Merkava. So over there is four Chayis be Merkava. So why is it only Ruach HaChayo? It should be Ruach HaChayis from the, not, I was saying before, from the Chayis, from the Malachim, but from the Chayis, it should be from the four, from the various different levels of the Merkava. So the answer is because they actually, the level of the Eifanim, which are in Asiya, they don't take from the level of Merkava, but they take from the source of the Merkava, they take from the Adam that's on the top of the chariot, not from the four wheels of the chariot, the four sides of the chariot, but they actually take from the Adam. L'ksiv ruach adodat chai, same by Merkava, but there's four chai. Elo inyan. Shekedei liyeh yisar ruach daiko. But in order, in order to have the ruach mimokim elyon ma'od, to get it from a very high place, because we want the ruach, the spirit of them, to be come from a very high place, because it's from a place which high and low is equal. So in a place where top and bottom is equal, no, he can surround everything. It's wanted to circle everything. So in order to have it from a place, can't come from the Merkava, can't come from the Chayis. Because only if it comes from a very high place, it can go down very low. It's like the wheel. It goes higher, then it can go down lower. As the smaller wheel can only stay in the inside, doesn't go down to as low as the outer wheel. The spirit of the Chaya, Hayadua, the known one. That is the general chayis, not the dividing chayis, which is four, which has separation, top and bottom, and distinction. But this is the general sheklolusum ubchinas odom. Generally, that's the level of the odom. Odom is the klolus achayis from the odom sha'ala kisei, which is of the chayis. Ki pnei arye el hayimin, pnei sher ma'asmoil. They are divided already. Arye is to the right, is sher is ma'asmoil. So there is already a distinction. Mashenke b'chinas odom, when you talk about the odom and higher, ain't by yimin ma'asmoil. There's no right or left, it's all equal. That's where we need the chayis for the efanim, which are circling to come from the place which is not right and left. Where there is distinctions, but there is everything, there is unity, there is only one. V'lochei nikra Odom, and that's why the person is called Odom, Adam Yele Elyon, Lo Odom Sha'ala Kisei, and that's why he's called an Odom, which is similar to the above, Lo Odom Sha'ala Kisei, which means, I think what he's saying over here is, the Adam has the right side, left side, but that's the hands, right, left hand. But then there is the Adam. The Adam is without distinction, without separation of right or left. It's just Adam, Adam, Le'elyon. V'hine k'moy shehu iha'inyan ba'ifanim. Just that is this idea in the Eifanim, in these Malachim, which are called Eifanim. Kenu b'chol hishtalshulus merem kol dargim. Same thing is in all of the hishtalshulus from the highest level. Shehem b'bchinas kasher yia ha'oifin b'toich ha'oifin. So that means that the way it comes down, it's all in a way from the highest level. It's all like the wheel inside the wheel. Eagle makif is koshal melamata, that the circle, that's the level of makif which circles everything that is below it. So he says velochein, and therefore bechaga shavuos. Now he was giving the maimer, as I said before, on the first shavuos when he became in Tovkuf Chav on the Magid Mizrish. That's why it's connected to Shavuos over here. And of course, that's why we're also reading it in the Parshas Yisrei, because the Parshas Yisrei, besides the Markavis Yecheskel, which is connected to this, it's also the time of Matan Torah, because we're learning also about Matan Torah, as we'll see soon. V'lochein, Bechag Shavuos on the Shavuos is Gilui Shel Shara Chamishim. So we have over here like the 49 days that we count. Those are the seven spheres, the seven times seven. Those are the Pnimius, and then the 50th is like a surrounding, is like a wheel, is like the Oifen. That's the Makif of everything. So what happens is like this. Now you have the revelation of the 50th, That is after the 49 days of Sfira. Shehei mibchina zayin sheime sheinim nuchokim. We have the seven names of Hashem. The seven names of Hashem, Kael, Elikim, they're all in, they represent the seven midos. In the midos of Atzilus, you have the names of Hashem. So over there, there, the seven midos, that's what you have, the seven times seven, the 49. Shehem b'chinas zayin sheim sheinim nuchokim. Shehem b'chinas hispashtus b'chinas mamalukol amu. That is the level in which it fills the world. That's the level of mamalukol amu. That's not the oifen, that's the fills with leaves, bechinas milo, mato, reish, v'regel. You have top and the bottom, a head and a foot. Avol shara chamishim, but the 50th gate, hu hakoilelu makiv kol bechinas. That includes and that surrounds all the levels. Ve'ein shom bechinas milo umato klal. Over there, there is no top and no bottom. It's like the circle. It's around everything. Really, there is no top and the bottom, because you're saying it's a circle. When we say it's at the bottom, it's lower, but it means it's not, there's no top and no bottom. It's a circle. That's why a circle doesn't have a top and a bottom, really. Uboy nitno toiro li Yisrael. So he says, that's why we understand on the 50th day, which is the level of Shar Hanun, which is the level of Soiviv, the Torah was given. What does it mean? Because the Torah was dressed up in Gashmis, because the fact that that there is no top and bottom, the manifestation of Hashem comes out also in a very physical matter. It can come out in a way that even in Gashmis, in material things, is going to be expression the Ratzon of Hashem, because in physical matter, because we're talking about Seviv Kol Almim and the level of Seviv. You don't need to have a high level, a spiritual level, in order to, because everything is equal. Spirituality and physical and everything is equal to the level of Seviv Kol Almim. So that's why Nitna V'chein, Boi Nitna Tel Yisro, Mizim Yisloi Seseh, Hamshochas Eirin Sof, Basiyas Gashmis. That's bringing down the Eirin Sof in physical doing. Hu Inyan Keser Torah. That's the idea of the keser, the crown of Torah, which means the crown of Torah on Shavuos Matan Torah. A crown is a circle which doesn't have k'moy koyseres v'atorah shal roish mil milo. Like we talk about a crown, which is on the head, so it's above the head mil milo. It's higher than the head. What does it mean, higher than the head? Higher than that, b'chinas shein bo b'chinas rosh v'regel, which means there is no head or foot over there. It's circumference, it surrounds, it's beyond head and toe and foot. Shalochein hu mispashet lamato k'moy l'maylo. For that reason, it can expand below just like above. It doesn't have to be, so it's not restricted to above. U'k'moy inyan ha'oifen shebetoich ha'oifen k'nal. Like the idea of the wheel within the wheel. So which means, you have a wheel, you have like the Seder Ishtalslus, which is the wheel, but then you have the surrounding wheel. Now, who was the main player at Moshe at Matan Torah? It was Moshe Rabbeinu brought us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing that. So somehow Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the level of Keser, to the level of Makif, to the level of Ratzin, which is higher than the level of the seven midos of the seven of Atzilus. And that's the difference between Moshe and Avram, because Avram was in Atzilus, and we mentioned that in the previous Maimer too, and Moshe comes from higher than Atzilus, from Minamay Mishisu. He comes from the level of Neitzachas. We'll see in a minute. As it says, Moshe Yidaber. Moshe Yidaber means Moshe brings it down, because it was through Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, the Eibishter by says the Dibros, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that spoke. So Moshe Yidaber, which is also, by the way, it says in the notes, this is a following up to the previous Maimer of Moshe Yidaber that we explained before, that it's also explaining this idea that Moshe is the one that brought down the Torah into the world of El Masiyah. Ki Olav Nemar, because about him it says, Vatechasreyu Ma'at Melikim. that you have, he's lacking a little bit from Elohim, which means the full Elohim would be the 50 gates of Bina. He was very close, he had 49. Shekola memtes shade Bina nimsuruloi. All the 49 gates of Bina were given to him. And that's why he was very close to the 50th gate. So he had the highest level, so he was close to the 50th gate. Lehamshich mimenu, to draw down from it. Belochein himshich hu hayud gimul midei sorachamim. And that's why he is the one that brought down the 13 attributes of mercy. Because we read in the Chumash, after the Torah, after the Jewish people did the sin of the eagle, so then it says that Vayavra Hashem Aponov, and Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kilracha V'chanon mentions the 13 attributes of mercy. So there is a question how to interpret the pasuk. It says Vayikra. Who is the one that was the Vayikra? Who is the one that called? Was it Hashem Vayikra Hashem 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 said Hashem Hashem? Or it was Moshe that said Vayikra Hashem Hashem? But the Maimon teaches here that it was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra, he was Mamshich, the level, we know the Yud Gimel Mid Zarachimim come from the level of which is higher than the level of the world. It's level of Kesed, level of higher than Ishtalshalus. Who was Mamshich? It was Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrege was very close to the level of Keser, and actually he comes from Keser. But over here it says, Chasri Mad Melkim, Shekol HaMem Teshar Rabbeinu Nimsuloi, Umach Mazo Yekor V'Shar HaChamishim L'Amshich Lemeno. That's why he was close to the 50th gate to draw from it. V'Lochein Him Shechu Ayud Gimul Mitzarachim. That's why he was the one that drew down the 13 attributes of mercy. U'Kedi'i So B'Zoyhar, so the Zoyhar says, Apostle V'Yikra, Havaya Havaya. The Zohar translates it that who is Vayikra Havaya Havaya? The Vayikra Koya Moshe. That it's not going on the Eibishter, but it goes on Moshe. Moshe is the one of Vayikra. Shehu Kora V'Himshich Havaya. That he is the one that called and brought down Havaya, which is higher than Shtalshlus of the Yud Gimel Tzrach. Upirush HaPosuk. So how do we translate according to the Posuk? Vayavir Hashem. Moshe passed Alponov. So Moshe. But who did the Vayikra? Vayikra Moshe. It's not Vayav Hashem upon Vayikra. Hashem passed and he called. Hashem passed over Moshe. Vayikra, and Moshe is the one that called Hashem Hashem. Shehem. The Yud Gimel Mitzarachamim are Mekoides Lishtaus El Matzilus. They are the sources for the evolution of the world of Matzilus. So he says, "Vizehu inyan," and this is also the idea that we say in the Yud Gimel Mitzarachamim. Over there, you say, "Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim." As it's going to touch now, "Noitzer Chesed," the word of "Noitzer" to bring down. The word of "Noitzer" has the same lettering as the word of "Rotzin." Noitzer Oisius. So it says Noitzer Chesed La Alofim. That's part of the Yud Gimel Mitzarachamim. So the word Noitzer is the same letter. Noitzer is Oisius Siner Oisius Rotzen. It's the lotion of Siner, a pipe, sort of Hamshocha, and the level of Rotzen of Hashem. V'gam Pidush Noitzer means he guards Shomer. He bechinas Hashmira b'machshava. When you're guarding chesed, which means you guard it, there is two levels, as he's going to explain now. There's the level of guarding chesed, which is the level of machshava, and then there is a level of oisa chesed, doing kindness. What's the difference between them? This is in the level of rotzen, this is the level of higher than ishtalshlus, and there's oisa chesed. In the Aseres HaDibros that we read in this parasha, okay, it says over there, V'oise chesed la'alofim. So in our parsha, over here it says, he does chesed. Over there it says, noitzer chesed. So what he won't say, there's the chilek between the Oyser Chesed and the Neitzer Chesed, the Oyser Chesed which is in the Aseres HaDibris, which is in Parshas Yisrael, and the Neitzer Chesed which is in Parshas Kisisa, which is on the Chesed, there's a difference between them. Neitzer Chesed is in the Machshove, Bechinas Helem, Koidim Shaboli Degilui. That's before it's been revealed. Masha'enkein v'Oyser Chesed, Shaboli Hazeh. Over there in the Pasuk, he talks about the Olam Hazeh, which is he does kindness in this world. And the word ve'oiseh, he bechinas tikkun, that means that it's actually in a level of correction. Kimoi ve'osu siparneo. Osu siparneo means she fixes her nails. It talks about the pasuk in Kiseitze that she should let her nails grow, so that means you work them. So just trying to explain the pasuk also, but oisa means that it is hainu. So that is bechinas umadreges Avram chesed atzilus. That's Avram is chesed of atzilus. Now he says something very interesting. Something very interesting. If you try to compare the two psukim, so he makes up chesed. That's the level of tikkun in atzilus, and or he says in olam hazeh, in this world, in the mamal kulamim. It's very interesting if you look in the pasuk, because there's a difference between the wording in the pasuk. There it says Hashem Hashem. It says noiser chesed la lofim. And then it says. And then it says, "Lo yinake poiked avin aves abonim v'abnei bonim ashlish v'adiveim." So first we have the 30 mitzvahs of chesed, which is till v'nake, and then it says, "Lo yinake," that he doesn't forgive, and he says, "Poiked avin aves," he remembers the sins of the fathers. So first you have Neutzer Chesed, and then you have Poiket Oven. But in the Aseres HaDibros, it swatches the order. Over there it says Poiket Avoin Oves Abonim Vasulation. The Oisa Chesed comes after the Poiket Avoin Oves Abonim. So what's the Chilek over there? So he says like this. Velochein Noitzer Chesed Ksiv Koidem Poiked Avonovis. Over here, Noitzer Chesed said before Avonovis. Why? She Poiked Avonovis Uachar Sima Yud Gimel Midus She Messayim Venake. The remembering the Avonovis is after the end of you finish the Yud Gimel Mitzrachim, that you ends with the words Venake. So over there, it's already, that's the end of Gimel Rachamim. Mashen came by Yisrael Chesed, but in the Aseres HaDibros, over there, Yisrael Chesed, Ksiv, Achar Poiked Avon Oves, after the Apokim, Lifi, Shehu Bechinas Chesed, Shebeseder Ishtalshlos. So that's a Chesed, which is an Ishtalshlos, which means, you have the Poiked Avon Oves, you have the sins of the fathers, right? And then, you're saying, O Yisrael Chesed, that there is a kindness, the Ebishter, in his talshus, mashenkin noitzer chesed. When we talk about noitzer chesed, that's talking about the level which is machshove. You begin as chesed shalemayla mayla misheder shtalshus. That's level of chesed which is way higher than shtalshus. Rakshu begin as mokir v'sheirish. It's only in a level that it's a source and a root for the chesed that comes out. So that's why it becomes before the poiked avin oves. It's a chesed which is higher. So there's a chesed that comes after the ovis, after the sin, and there's a chesed which is in a higher level, which is before the sin, which is in the level of higher than shtauslus. Va'albeis bechinas elu, and both of these bechinas, hanal, bechinas chesed hanal, and both of the level of chesed, nemar la'alofim. Says 4,000. It says noitzer chesed lo alofim, and noitzer chesed lo alofim. So even though we're saying that noitzer chesed is the higher level, the level of for ishtalshlus, level of Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshich from there, the Yud Gimel Yikra Hashem, the level of noitzer chesed is in ishtalshlus, level of Avraham in Hishtalshlus, Vayisach Chesed, but still, they both say, Noitzer Chesed La'alofim, Anoitzer Chesed La'alofim. Pirush, Alofim Madregis, which means, it's a Chesed for thousands of levels. The Inyan HaMadregis, what is the idea of the level? What is these steps over here, the level? Shei madrega achar madrega, which is a madrega after the madrega, which means they're mamshich from one level to the other level. Hainu. Kemoi madregas gan eden hatachten, like you have the level of the lower level gan eden. She achar olam hazeh. After this world, when you finish this world, where do you go to? You go to the lower level of Gan Eden. How do you get to the lower level of Gan Eden? Shetzorich liyis nahar dinur mafsik. There has to be the river of dinur to interrupt in between this world and the Gan Eden. Litbel boy. So you have to first immerse yourself in the river of dinur. You immerse yourself. Why? Kidei sheishtakach mimenu koyach hazecher hagashmi. So that you will lose the power that remembers Gashmi. So you need to forget zecher Gashmi. Shekivon shehu zecher gashmis, since you remember gashmis, yefshelo lisanik b'Gan Eden. So you can't really delight in Gan Eden if you still have any memories from the gashmis. You can't really fully appreciate and enjoy the Gan Eden. V'lochein kishoyle m'Gan Eden hatachten le'elyin. So when you go up from the lower level of Gan Eden to the upper level, so now there's again a whole nother. So now you got to forget the pleasures of Gan Eden Atachten, because otherwise you can't enjoy the Gan Eden Elyon every time you go on level. So over there you got to go through another Nardinur. To forget the Gan Eden Atachten. But wait a minute. It was all holy levels. Why do you have to forget the holy level? Gan Eden HaTachten is also a very high level. But we're saying you can't enjoy the Gan Eden HaTachten, Gan Eden Elyon, if you still remember the Gan Eden HaTachten. You got to go through that river, all these levels. Why is that? So he gives an example from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Zeida, that he wanted to go out to Eretz Yisroel, and he fasted 100 fasting, so that he forget the Babylonian Talmud. He's going to learn a whole new way, the Jerusalem Talmud, the Israeli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, or the Talmud of Eretz Yisroel, is on a much higher level than the Talmud of Babli. But Machshakim Hashivani, this is the Talmud Babli, but over there it's a much clearer, much open learning. So he had to fast 100 fasting, so he should forget his learning that he learned in the Babylonian Talmud, in Talmud Babli. Well, Talmud Babli, that's where Makayim, we're making a Brich Satori, we're learning every day, the Talmud Babli. Why does it have to forget? Yes, even Kedusha, even Torah interferes for a higher level of Torah. You can't have the old level of Torah. The old level of Torah is going to interfere, it's not going to allow you to open up your mind to be able to reach and appreciate the higher level of Torah. So therefore, he had to fast. That's what he brings the Raya. Hagam, kemoy inch mitzin bi gemore, der abzeir et zom meyo tanisa, de lishkech Talmud Babli, chulu. So you should get the Talmud Babli. Hagam shalom et Talmud Babli bidchilu rechima, he learned Torah, he learned with it, with Abba and Yira, adin lishol et meyo eir. The fire couldn't reach him. The Gemara over there in Bab Metzia and Peyem and Aleph tells various different other things that he fasted the day before. He fasted that the other rabbi shouldn't die during his lifetime, so that he shouldn't have to take over the leadership. He didn't want to be busy with that. And he also fasted that the fire of the Gan Eden, the Gehenna, shouldn't touch him. And they tested him, and he thought the fire wouldn't consume him. But the one time the rabbi Rabbonim gave their eyes on him, and said, "Oh, he's..." His thigh singed a little bit, so I guess it was a little bit. But you see that he was such a great tzaddik. The Alter Rebbe is bringing it down. He was such a great tzaddik that the fire couldn't even get to him. Kemaisi the Chatina Chorach Shaki. so still. But it means, what is it telling us? That these are infinite level of madrigas. So that what you have to go through in order to forget the previous levels, you have to go, so it means that the levels are just huge. There's major difference. There's thousands of levels like that. They all come from where? From the level of the Ishtalshulus, Alofim. That's the Alofim. Neitzer Chesed. You give the Chesed, Alofim, 2,000. V'kach yesh alofim madregis, there's thousand madreg, madregach, madreg, ichra, ilu, achar, ilu, one elevation after the other elevation. V'chein, and the same thing is, so this is elevating the person, going from Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Tachton, from this world to Gan Eden Tachton, Gan Eden Elyon. Now that's, what are the way down? The same thing is the tzimtzumim. V'chein b'amshocha milmayel lamato, heinem kama tzimtzumim, there's many contractions, tzimtzum achat tzimtzum. So for it to be a Gan Eden Elyon, Taina Gan Ivroim, v'nikra alofim, and they're called alofim. Alofim means thousands, which means many madregas, but it's also called alofim alephs. Alofim means like the letter aleph, right? Alephs. Why alephs? Sheshorshom bichinas Alfin Milu Shema, that is the fulfillment of the name of Ma, which is Havaye Bimilu Alfin. That's when you take Havaye and you fill it with Alfin. Because one of the names of Hashem that comes out from the Tziruf Hashem comes out in the Tziruf in the name Ma, the name 45. Okay? Why? Because when you take the Yud K, Vav K, and you spell it out, the Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, then you have 20. Okay? And if you spell the He with an Aleph, because you can spell the He with a He, there's various different, that's where you get the other names, but when you spell the He with an Aleph, you get 6, which makes it 26. And then you spell the Vav with an Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, is 13. 26 and 13 is 36, 39. Right? And then you have again the next hey, which is 6. You have 45. You have the Shema. That's the Aleph. That's the Alfim, which in the Shem Havaye, which draws down to the world. Vinyan Alzeh. What is this Aleph? Who Aleph the Ehye. Shem says, Ehye Asher Ehye, the Aleph of Ehye, I will be. That's the letter of Aleph. Ano asid v'zamin, it's like the future, I will be, which means I in the future, v'zamin readily is galo. Ki aleph, aleph is always the prefix of the future. Aleph m'shamash ala asid. V'gam, so, which means that shows on the level that it's higher, that it's still in higher in nishtalshu, but aleph, it comes from that I will in the future, but it's not yet there, which means that it's on the higher level. It's before Ishtalshlus. Begam kol yididis hamshachas im b'chinas aleph. Actually, if you look at the letter aleph, everything that descends comes from like an aleph. Because what is an aleph? Ki aleph hu yud lemailo v'yud lemata. What's the shape of an aleph? A yud on the top, a yud on the bottom, and a vav be'emtza. And elsewhere, he explains why the Vav is in a slant, in an angle, instead of being straight, but it's a Yud, and a Yud, and a Vav in an angle. It comes from the right to the left, I guess, yeah?
From left to the right.
He explains that, why it's from left to the right. Lumato, Vav, and Li Yois. Why is that? Ki Amshocha Shehi HaVav. The Amshocha, which is the Vav, represents a line which comes down. He boa de tzimtzum, that comes through a contraction. Shua Yud Sheberoish, as we learned before, the letter in the Maimer Bas Legani, the Yud is always a tzimtzum that comes as Eidus Garmo. This is the small letter, the letter Yud. The Yud Sheberoish, Shebelode at tzimtzum, without the contraction, Iye Efshel Liyis Amshochas. It is not a contraction, it cannot come down and revealed in a different way. It's only going to be the way it's over there. So you're not going to have the world, you're not going to have it a contracted, you're not going to have a concealed level. So you must contract it first. It's all one in kach. So you have first a tzimtzum, then you have hamshocha. V'achar kach, choyzeres umsamtzemes hamshocha, then the hamshocha goes back and contracts itself. Liyesh k'mei b'chinas yud lamato, so that it becomes like a yud below. Liyesh misham b'chinas simtzum hamshocha cheres. So from there, there will be another contraction, another extension. So is a tzimtzum hamshocha and another tzimtzum and another hamshocha. So to keep on going, kachu seder kol ishtalshlus. Hakol b'chinas haim b'chinas alfim. It's all alf. We say noitzer chesed la alfim. First of all, he says for thousands. Then to the level of aleph. Then to the level of the milui of shema, the milui of hay. And now he's telling you in the shape of the aleph. B'zeu la alfim. And that's why we say both cases. Say in the parshas Yisroi when we talk about oitzer chesed, the level of Hishtalshelus from the level of Avraham, we say also la lovin bein beisach chesed b'chinas Avraham chesed atzilus ubein benoitzer chesed, or in the level of noitzer chesed, which is higher than Hishtalshelus b'chinas Moshe. Now v'hine b'chinas Avraham b'oisach chesed, his level of oisach chesed nimshach rak be'atzilus, only in atzilus, that's where he goes. He's not the level of the circle, not the level of soiviv, not in asiyah, only in the level of atzilus. The iu b'chayo yichad, in atzilus Hashem and his chayis is one. So over there at that high level, that's where the hamshocha is. Hamshocha zu himizayin shem shem nuchokim, because that comes from the seven names which cannot be erased, shehu, which means those are already spheres in the seven names. Shub memtes yimei asfira, in the 49 days of sfira. Shom yesh gamkein alofim madregis, over there is also thousands of levels, but it's all in atzilus. Avo b'chinas noitzer chesed, b'chinas Moshe, level of noitzer chesed, Moshe, hu b'shar hachamishim, that is in the 50th gate, shehu hakeser, that's the level of Keser, which is Tofreish Chof Amudei Oir. The word Keser is equals the 420, the 620 pillars of light. What do you mean pillar? Kama Omuch Mechaber Milo Mata. It's like a post. A post stands on the ground and it holds up the top. So it's like a level of a post, the level of keser that holds, that connects the top and the bottom. V'lochein himshech gam b'biyah, that's why you can also bring down, not only in atzilus, but also in b'ri yitzir asiyah, oylem is hanifrodim, in the worlds that are separated, misham yiporid, he can also bring down the level of chesed, bring down into this world. In what? In Moshe Shapir Ko'amrit? We find an interesting thing in the Gemara that he was referring to Rava. Rava made certain statements over there. He says, he was talking about the words that you shouldn't separate the words in the davening, so they shouldn't be separate. Like you have to say it the right ways. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Rava says, a person shouldn't say Baruch Haba and stop, and then say B'Shem Hashem, because it's separate. You have to say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. You have to say it together. Blessed the one who comes B'Shem Hashem. Or he gives another statement over there in the Gemara. But they said to him, he says, don't say Yehi Shmei Rabba, stop, then Mevarach. Yehi Shmei Rabba, Mevarach. It should be blessed, so we should go together. So they said to him, Rav Safra said to him, Moshe, Shapir Kamris, Moshe, you're saying right? Why do you call him Moshe? He called Rava Moshe. Why? Because Rava was in the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, of his level. Rav Yosef Omar, and by Rav Yosef we find the expression, he says, Morad Avram, Master of Rom, in the Gemara. So which means, There were some rabbis in the Madrega, they recognized somebody who was on level of Moshe. He was like in level of Avram. That's why they called him Morad Avram. Everybody knew their level, which level they were. But it came down into this world, whichever level there was, whatever the level was. I guess eventually, even the level of Avram came down to the world. I mean, Avram himself's chesed was an Atzilus, but eventually it comes down to the world also. V'chol Rashi Yeshivas v'chol Deir, and every Rashi in every generation, and Bechinas Moshe, the level of Moshe. Sharei hu amam shechatchilu ruchimo. Because Moshe is the one that extends and draws down the level of the Ava, the fear of Hashem, and the Ava of Hashem. He brings it down. Moshe Rabbeinu brings it down to the world. So therefore, they're the level of Moshe. So actually, so I'm not sure why Rabbi Yosef Omar Morad Avram. So, but it looks like mostly it's Moshe. Moshe Shapir Ko Amris. Moshe was level of Moshe because Moshe was mamshich into this world, and then you have those the Reye Yisrael who are mamshich the Dechila Rechima to all the people of their generation. So that's the idea. But I guess we can take from this is that we in this world, even though in the circle we seem to be in the lowest level, we're connected to the highest level of the circle, and therefore we have the power from the level of higher Ishtalshalus, and that's why all the mitzvahs that we do, we get the infusion from Ratzon. But to get to the Pnimis in Ishtalshalus, we got to go through the various different levels to grow from one level to the other level, because we are in Ishtalshalus, but it comes down into the level of higher than Ishtalshalus, like the Eifanim, which is the level of the angels, but in a way, the Eifanim Asiya, we're also an Asiya, and we have the same way, just like it's by the Eifanim, so that the Alter Rebbe says, same thing is in Old Inyan.